Right. And you were like, oh, but I can't be submerged in water.
Yeah, I have syphilis in my brain. It's rotting. But
also, to that point, they didn't have, like, clean filtered water back then.
No.
Especially not in Europe. Here, yes.
Here, yeah.
Europe, no.
It sucks because
they threw all their fecal matter in the water.
Yes.
So, like, even if they were to bathe, they were getting into poo water. And so it was just like this.
I like how they had the audacity
cycle.
And the caucasity to come on over and just be like, y'all are dirty, to be like us.
Right.
No.
No.
Get your smallpox and your venereal infections out of my life. Karen.
I would like to procure the bag.
I want
to
be a rich bitch. Penthouse door man. Money, 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 rich bitch.
Hey.
Give me that bag. Rich bitch.
Yes. You're so rich.
Payment.
Take a bath.
Thou art filth.
Thou art filth. Learn it from the Native Americans. Bathe.
Bathe.
Wash your ass.
Wash your ass. Chief Hatton was like, get your ass. Wash your ass.
Here's some flowers.
I can't believe we're...
Wash
Hi,
your ass.
Hi, are we...
Have we started
have
yet?
Have we recorded? Are we recording?
Yes, we are recording.
Great.
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 Great way to start.
Wash your ass.
I we're really living up to our name here.
Yeah, anyway. Penthouse doorman, money.
Silicon Valley. No,
Silicon trolley. I don't know. I couldn't think of anything.
It's Silicon been a, trolley.
I was thinking trolley, and then I thought it sounded too much like
what
tranny.
What is trolley?
And like, you can't say that anymore. It's, I don't know.
What is trolley?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I thought I missed something.
I was trying to make a rhyme, like a half rhyme, and it didn't work.
So this is how today's going, everyone. We are dead.
Gutter trash.
Gutter
this
trash.
Is what happens when you get us on a Monday, and it's late in the day.
Ew, it's we've Monday.
Both, we've both had a full ass day.
Yes.
And
stop
I'm on
saying
my
ass, please.
Wash your ass. I'm on my last brain cell.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's going to be good. It's great.
Rub them together.
Everything's great. Rub them together.
Make some fire.
Sarah Seeds.
Yeah.
How have you been a rich bitch this week?
Well, you know what? For the first time, I really thought about this question beforehand. Because usually I like to keep it off the cuff. But I have a couple answers, to be real. One of which, or maybe three. The first one is, I had this opportunity for something, and I quoted an amount of money that I felt was just really stupid high, and I felt really weird about it. And I was like, you know what? But I just actually don't care, because to be honest, if it doesn't work out, I'm going to be okay. And so I quoted this amount of money, and literally within 25 minutes, the person was like, absolutely, here. And I was like...
Amazing.
I should have done more.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I was with you when this happened.
Yeah, and I was like, oh.
Great.
Shit.
Well, I mean, now you know for next time.
Now I know. The knowledge is power. But I thought that was really rich bitch mentality, because my thing was, I wasn't leading with fear. I was leading with the fact that, like, I'm giving a really good, this is really important, and I'm giving a lot of insight that usually people pay for, like, silly seminars where the person has no experience and they're just talking whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, get your money, work. But this ain't a grift. I know what I'm talking about. And so I was like, I feel like this is actually really understandable. But then I had the sinking after I sent it. I was like, oh boy, why did I do that?
Why did I do that?
But also I thought like, but also who cares? I'm not going to die. Whatever. And then the answer was like, yeah. And I was like, damn, I should have added a couple more thingies today.
Well, now you know for next time.
Yeah, now I know. Also, I think we talked about, I don't know if this was on the recording just now, but I've been taking Ubers when I just can't.
Well,
and
I mean,
make sure it makes sense, though. It's not like astronomical, but if I look at it, I'm like, this is...
Like, I'm not going to Uber to my parents' place in Pennsylvania.
No, that would be...
Because I could fly for less.
Moronic. Yeah, no, I feel that. Like, if we did that... And we just went back and forth doing that. Like, I would be homeless. So, like, that would be that.
I'd live in an Uber.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We live in an Uber.
It might be cheaper than my apartment.
Oh, God. Welcome to New York, everybody.
Welcome
it's been waiting for you. It's been waiting for you. So, we don't get copyright struck. And then the third, last and final thing is that I was just like, I wanted to hang out with a girlfriend, and we haven't hung out in a minute. And I said, let's do it up, gal. And she said, let's go to a bougie bathhouse. So we're going. Spa of realness.
Oh, like,
I'm not going to say
spa
what.
Spa
no,
castle?
No. We're going to the Flatiron bathhouse.
Oh, I didn't know there was one.
It's nice. It's actually more affordable, though, than Air Ancient Baths. which is, I don't know, so any of these iconic things.
Because here's the thing, in gay culture, when you say bathhouse, yeah, I just think of like
a hole,
a hot tub and a glory hole and a shower.
Do you really? Like,
yes.
Is that what you okay, I need to ask.
Not that all of them are like that, but
no,
like,
I know.
But they are.
Okay, well, this is definitely not like that. This is like influencers before they go in being like, "Work, I'm going to have juice and
got
and
it.
Cocktail
and I'm gonna cleanse."
And yeah, and it's and like you're going to different pools at different temperatures and it's cool. But air ancient baths is like really nice, and I've done that on an anniversary of me and Mike, and that's where they shot John Wick, where he beats people's ass in like a looks like a castle under water realness, but it's actually air ancient baths.
I mean, bathhouses is where I go to beat people's asses too, but in a different
kind of
way.
Oh my god, we're really pressing the envelope, literally.
Gutted.
Gutted raw. Anyway, so that's
literally.
So that's how I can't. So that's what
it's
I feel like I'm and I said yes. I was like, you know what? Let's go. Let's just do it on a Tuesday. Who cares?
I love that story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what I got. Rich bitch behavior. How have you been? At each beach.
You know, the second you said, Bush. I actually took time to think about this week. I was like, I didn't. And this of all weeks should have been the week that I did because Lord Almighty.
That's great.
So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm floating. I feel like I'm kind of in decision-making mode. And so, like, I can't do much stuff. But I will say that, like, I have been getting better. Maybe this is my rich bitch thing. We're just talking now. Maybe this will play in. I have been getting better at, like, not avoiding my computer when I'm at home. Because I sit at a desk all day. I have a computer all day.
Yeah.
And so when I get home, the last thing I want to do is hop on the computer.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
But with our meeting with our producer, Boo Boo, in L.A. this week and everything else that we're doing that requires me to sit my ass at a computer, I actually did it, and I didn't hate it.
Great.
And it felt good, and I followed it by rolling, we talked about this before, by taking my foam roller and rolling my ass out.
That's great.
Because
we
it's just like...
make it clean here. We just can't do it. Keep talking about ass. It's the 15th time. It needs to be an ass
This is
going to
be the title of the episode.
It's just an ass counter.
Wash
just
your ass. Just ass, right.
See, we're really...
we're getting an ass
counter
up here.
We're really helping the situation.
Ass.
Help. Stop. Bleep.
I do like the idea of an ass counter. Oh. We'll see if we can do it.
Okay.
Ass.
For the 40th time.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's, I mean, honestly, though, when you say you weren't on the computer, were you doing work or were you doing something creatively?
I was doing work.
That's great. I think that is rich bitch behavior by far.
I don't do like work, office work at home.
That's another rich bitch behavior.
I actually don't like working from home that much.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I get kind of anxious about it and like, that my setup isn't conducive
your
for what I need
crazy
it for.
No.
Me. I am the boss.
Yeah,
I am crazy.
That's what
at
I mean.
Home.
At home, you're the boss. So you're like, I hate it here. I need HR.
He's psychotic.
He's crazy. I hate him. He's talking to me. She's a bitch. Yeah.
Truly. But yeah, so I mean, I've definitely gotten more over whatever my anxiety around that was.
Cool.
So that I can actually like do creative things and get creative things, because that's the whole reason why I've repositioned my life where I have, so that I can come home. And I do have like the calmness and like the security of having creative time and me time.
Yeah.
And being that we're also almost done with our development on the deck for my book, Cancer, Musical Theater, and Other Chronic Illnesses, please buy it anywhere you buy books. Yeah, I mean, it feels good to do now. And I think whatever psychosis that was that I had before, I'm getting over it. And it's working
That's
out.
A good thing to get over psychosis because...
yeah. I'm full of it, kids. I have so much psychosis.
Full of that. So full of it. We're both full of it. But the thing is I think that's awesome. And I do the same. I started doing that a couple years ago where I'd be like, hi, I will talk to you tomorrow at 9. Or I just don't respond. You know what I mean? I just don't do it. Even now with all the things, I just don't participate after about 5:30, 6 o'clock. You won't hear from me.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
I just don't have it.
I try to be very good with myself on office hours with, like, my office job, which kind of makes having, like, office hours for myself a little tricky.
Right.
Because that leaves me, like, a very limited amount of time to do things.
Right.
And so it's kind of, like, making myself do it where it's, like, I'm not hurting myself by doing it, but I'm just, like, giving myself permission that, like, it's okay to sit at a desk. It's fine. Your ass is fat. It's not going anywhere.
Here we go. Ass counter. Number
ass counter.
45. Yeah.
It's not going anywhere. It's a genetic situation at this point.
Also, it's on your body.
It's on my body. you know.
Yeah, that's
but you know what
I
mean.
One.
Like the BBL, like.
Yeah.
We, you know.
Yeah, I do.
I wish.
You know. Well, that's great.
It's so great. It's so great.
So I love your rich bitch behavior because.
Yeah. We're just like getting over ourselves and trash and making things happen.
Yeah. And since we've been on, since our last episode, I think I've shot two things. So I was on set like 48 hours ago and it was awesome.
Yeah. Amazing.
As a lead. It was dope as fuck.
One thing that I do want to say about today.
Tell me about today.
On the way here, in addition to running into the pilgrims.
Oh, yeah, truly.
I also almost got manned on the street. Now, I see these interviews on TikTok and Instagram, and they drive me nuts.
Yeah.
Only be, like, they're entertaining. Some of them are good, fine. But, like, the actual act of, like, walking up to someone on the street, I mean, like, excuse me, and, like, shove a microphone in your face. Like,
no.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't want to. And so today, walking here, mm-hmm. this little blonde Twinkie in an oversized blazer and no shirt comes up to me and is like, sir, excuse me, sir. And I was like, first of all, it's daddy, sir.
First of all, it's daddy, it's Mr. Sir.
Second of all, get out of my face. Get out of my face.
Right. What did they want to ask?
I don't know. I didn't stick around long enough
to good.
Watch.
I hope it's not the ones who are like, hi, what's your job? What do you make?
Hi.
How old are you? List of your fears? Can I follow you?
Bears or twinks? Like, ugh.
Ew, that's awful.
Yeah. I mean, I've never personally been manned on the street before.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this was like a new New York rite of passage mm-hmm. where the influencers have taken over.
Ew. I think the problem there, too, is like, it's okay to, like, ask a question, but, like, don't come at me with a camera and a mic without... I'm an actor. I don't want it. I love doing that when I have a...
Right.
When I know I'm kind of working.
Call SAG-AFTRA.
Yeah. Actually, it's elite. Actually, let's say this, too. For SAG-AFTRA members, it's actually technically not okay. Unless they have, like, some sort of SAG waiver or something like that. You actually have every right to be, like... You have every right as a human, anyway.
Oh, my
anyway.
God. This is fun, though. Going up to, like having them come up to you and be like, excuse me, are you SAG?
Yep.
Are you on a SAG contract? I'm so sorry. Then I can't speak to
you. No, I've done mm-hmm. that. I've had people come up to me and I'm like, hi, I'm SAG. I'm sorry. I can't do this. And I don't even know what it is.
And they don't even know what that is.
Yeah. But it's true what I'm saying. Like, I literally
can't. No, I know.
Can't.
But they're like, SAG what?
Yeah. Like, I don't tell them that they could just get online and fill out a form and I would be fine. But I don't say that. I say, I'm sorry.
Sarah with the gatekeeping.
I'm sorry. I'm SAG-AFTRA. Also, I don't want to.
I'm sorry.
So you brought up the word twink, and I wanted to ask this question on the pod to educate the children and me as well. I love that in gay culture, especially it's predominantly gay male culture, it seems, there are animals that y'all feel as such.
Oh, my God.
What is the trajectory? What is the Pokemon evolution? Like, what are you starting?
I feel like
Pikachu turns to Raichu. Like,
I feel like I just talked about this with somebody.
I'm sorry.
No, it's totally okay.
I'm trying to just educate.
Unfortunately, get asked this frequently.
Well, let me before we say that, I've known you for years. I've never asked you this.
That's true. I will give you that
Let me
credit.
Just listen to me when I say that. Okay.
Okay, so it's like twink, twonk, otter.
Twink, twonk. Twonk sounds like
you
a derpy twink.
You twink, twang, twonk. No, it's like a twink that like put on some weight.
Okay.
And not necessarily like fat weight, like muscle weight.
Sure.
Belly weight, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, so it's like twink, twank, twonk. And then and then you also have like the otters that are like the skinnier, hairier guys.
Okay, skinny, hairy otter. Okay.
Yeah, and then like you have seals that are like bigger but have no hair.
Oh.
And then you have the cubs, which are like the shorter, younger, bigger guys. And then
Short
you have
kings.
The bears, which are like the bigger, bigger guys.
Oh.
Don't you point at me like that.
Well, you call yourself one. I don't know what's going
on. I know.
On. You just said I'm daddy. And
it's another psychosis.
Okay. I'm not going to call you anything.
But then
you're just Ed to me.
And I don't want to get into the weeds with this, but there's also like wolves. There's there's like the daddy thing. And then you have the archies of like bear daddy, muscle daddy.
I've heard of muscle
silver daddy.
And
like, there's a lot of it.
Wow.
And I think a lot of it is very trite and annoying.
Yeah, it is.
But like, I don't like categorizing people.
Me neither.
I don't like labels.
No.
I love labels. Who am I kidding?
Other than bad ass bitch. Yeah. Something that I like.
But yeah, that I'm sure I'm missing some of them.
Sure.
Come at me, gays.
Sure.
Come at me. And correct me.
I asked.
You asked, but I mean come at me because I probably miss some. So like correct me.
Yeah, come through.
Yeah.
Well, I just find it cool and fascinating because
I really
feel like...
Because I find it reductive and kind of irritating.
Well, it probably is, but I don't hear it all the time.
Fine.
If I heard it more, I'd probably be like, can we just stop?
You probably feel the same way about that that I do about, like, oh my God, we're getting married. Yeah. For the straight people. Not yeah. you per se.
No, I don't really live that. I mean, I'm excited that I am, but I'm not like,
I like, was the, born oh my God, we're pregnant. This.
Like, oh,
no,
great,
wait, you're cool. not pregnant. She is. Or they, you know what I mean? They are.
Well,
not, I hate it when it's like, we're, like, I put in so much work. It's like, she's. Yeah, that's really.
I don't know. Have you ever
we're
been?
Trying.
Have you ever been the giver? Because it can be a lot of work sometimes.
Oh please, oh please, and yes, the answer is yes. But also,
ooh.
And also,
but did we just learn something about
no,
Mike?
No, we not at all, not at all. My point is this. Hold on. My point is this. Like, it's totally cool, but it's like it's just kind of cringe when people are like, "We're trying." Yeah, you're banging. That's what you're saying.
Oh, my God. I
That's
just saw,
so too much information.
I just saw a thing about this, and I've seen it before, so this was, like, definitely regurgitated content.
Sure.
But somebody was like, I hate when people are like, oh, my God, we're trying to get pregnant. You're taking loads.
Yeah.
You are a giant wow. cum dump for yeah. whomever you're with.
Yeah.
And if
unprotected
I,
sex is happening.
And if I was a gay man in any other scenario, that I was like, hey, guys, I'm just taking loads this week.
Yeah. Like, why do we need to know
why
this?
Why do we need to tell people that you're trying? Like, I have never understood this.
Right.
I've never liked it pre-hearing this concept. But the whole, like,
boundaries.
Oh, my God. Me and my husband are raw dogging it. And
on the kitchen table.
Right. And, like, just ugh. Stop.
And
just
I look
stop.
At the two people and I'm like, ew, stop.
No one needs
like,
to know that you're trying to get pregnant.
No.
You can tell us when you are pregnant.
Sure.
That's
sure.
great.
Sure.
Good for you.
Because we're going to notice.
But during the act of it, where it's like, I'm actively collecting semen from my husband's peen.
That's the thing, too, is like, no offense. Like, nothing's wrong with being, okay, I'm going to get shots. Anyway, there's nothing wrong with being
here
polyamorous.
Here come the trad wives.
I'm not even going to.
Don't get me started.
I don't even want to get into that. But like, if you're polyamorous, cool. Why do you have to tell me about it as soon as I meet you? Like, I have to learn about your sexual things. Why don't I tell you what I'm up to while yeah. we're at it? Yeah. Why are you giving me this information right now?
I don't know.
You I mean, can. Do your thing.
The polyamory thing I never understood per se. I think, like, I get it, but I don't understand the need to talk about it. Although, Sarah, I do think that in some way you do get it because you constantly bring up that you're vegan.
Damn it! I haven't even said it once!
I know I'm doing it for you.
You're making me say it.
Say it.
I'm vegan. It's a stance. It's different.
It's not.
Okay. Oh.
It's being very specific about what you're eating.
Well, okay. But it's also less personal, right?
I don't know. You're putting something in your body.
Yeah, but no one else is. Okay, you know what? I'm cool. But again, I'm cool with it. I'm not having a problem. It just feels
no,
like.
No, of course.
It's like, I'll go to a party and
giving
like,
you, I'm just giving you a checkmate situation.
I know. Now I feel trapped and like I'm going to get literally canceled.
It's okay. But it's, speaking about bears.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk
I'm
about
I'm so
a big
excited
bear.
For our guest.
Yeah.
I love him so much. I've been following him on all the social medias forever and ever and ever. I first found him because I believe, if I remember correctly, and we'll check with him when he's on here in just a sec.
Yeah.
I found him because he does this thing where he takes photos of himself in a swimsuit and he photoshops it in the background of other people's vacation photos.
Ugh.
And I believe the original one that I saw was the Kardashians. And so he's like 6'7", he's a big bear, and he's in the background in a swimsuit just like...
Don't categorize him like that.
He does it himself, okay, which I want to ask him about.
Okay, cool.
But anyway,
sorry. Now I'm checkmating you. It's my turn.
Yes. Yeah, so he also was a writer on Fashion Police with Joan Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the film Where the Bears Are, which I have opinions about that I won't share. I didn't see it. Anyway,
just like
we'll
Twitter.
Get into it.
Never saw it. Yeah.
So we'll introduce our guest in just a minute.
Just after the jump, put the money on the table. Hi.
Beep.
You're so rich.
Pay me.
Are we fully recording now?
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
The voice of God will come in.
The voice of God
the
will come
in. The voice of God
us.
Is... Yes, we are.
We're recording.
Great.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Everybody, welcome back to I Want to Be a Rich Bitch. Mm. I'm Edward Miske.
And I'm Sarah Seeds.
And as we just did our introduction, here on the screen is the fabulous Todd Masterson.
Hi.
You may know him as Gay Frat Friend on Instagram and or TikTok. I believe you're on TikTok. You're on TikTok, right?
Did you say yes. Gay Frat Friend
no,
or Fat?
Okay, gay Frat Friend.
Okay. Just making sure for the audience.
Yeah.
Don't ever call me Frat.
How dare exactly. you?
No, that's such
you ever
offensive.
Frat me, I'll get you.
I've been frat shamed.
You just show up at Phi Delta, whatever, and you're like, I'm the gay frat friend. Yeah. Great.
Todd, as we'd like to ask all of our guests, how have you been a rich bitch this week?
I went to Costco today. Literally, I got back an hour ago, and I did a full Costco haul. I just went to town.
Oh, my God.
What'd you get? What are some items from your Costco haul?
So this actually wasn't a full major Costco run. This was a, what is it called?
A light
supplemental.
Run.
This was a supplemental run. So I was just doing a couple refills of just, you know, necessities. Mm-hmm. But so it was only $150, not like a $600 run, you know?
Right.
But I got some flowers for our backyard because Costco has like an amazing little gardening section up here in Seattle. Okay. Which is where I am, in case you were wondering. I'm in Seattle.
Love Seattle. Right. Love.
Oh, over here, where it's still winter all the time.
I've never been there.
Really?
No.
I had never been here till we moved here two and a half years ago.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
Literally
you just
moved
like, did
here.
You go like sight unseen? You just like got a place and we're like, okay, bye.
We flew up the second week of June. Got a place after 2 days of touring apartments and then moved July 1st. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was whirlwind.
That sounds like a New York minute, honestly, like relatable content for real. Yeah, truly.
Why did you move up there? What did you just like tired of LA, wanting to leave?
Well, yeah. So it was like height of the pandemic. It was 2021. And we had been locked inside for a year and a half. And I had been there for 15 years. And my husband had been there for 20, and he got a big boy fancy job up here. And they were like, we'll move you up here and you will pay for your move, which moving is effing expensive. So we were like, I think you have to take this job. Like, I think you have to. And he's like, okay. So we accepted and they moved us up here.
Todd, you had mentioned your husband's job. I sort of loosely understand what you do. And so tell me about your job.
I mean, at this point, I'm pretty much a housewife. I do Instagram and TikTok and I get brand deals and stuff. I work social media, but it's not a 9-to-5 and I can quit whenever I want.
Good.
Yeah, for real.
But yeah, I don't know. I never know what to say that I do because, like, you know, I write. I used to do stand-up before the pandemic shut all that down, and I just never came back. I kind of realized how toxic stand-up was, and I was like, I don't think I want to do this anymore.
Well, I'm sure we've all heard tell.
Yeah. Do you hear Dwayne the Rock Johnson, who's not a stand-up person, but he pees in water bottles and makes PAs throw it out?
What?
I just found out about that.
I'm horrified about this.
Yeah, that's horrifying. I just found out about it.
I didn't know that. I do know that he is the same height as me. I met him one time and we're the exact same height.
God damn.
He's big.
Yeah. My life.
But he's a presence. He is a presence.
He is.
I do want to ask you, because I remember when you first popped up on my radar as the Instagram handle of Gay Fat Friend. And I said in our intro, but I believe that it was because you had photoshopped yourself in the background of vacation photos of the Kardashians.
I originally did it as a post on my personal page, just at Todd Masterson. And I did like 6 or 7 pictures as a photo dump. And this was in like 2019. And just that post like went semi-gay viral. It got, you know, like a couple 100,000 shares or whatever.
Wow.
Just from my personal page. And I was going to do it as a one-time joke. I never thought of like keeping it going. And so my friend Lucas, actually, he was like, this is so funny and it's beyond just one joke. Like, please keep it going. Mm. And I was like, well, I mean, I have nothing else to do and it's real easy. I'm just taking pictures of myself shirtless and then Photoshopping myself into a picture. It takes like 5 minutes. It's not hard. So
create the job you want. Yeah.
So he and I talked to a couple friends and they were like, just you should start a joke page as this joke. And I was like, OK, so it kind of happened really fast. So I was originally going to be Fat Gay Friend, but that was taken.
Shots fired. Yeah. Rude.
And I don't think they use that page at all.
That's always frustrating, too, when someone has it and they don't do anything with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, give it to me. I would do better at this.
So then I just did gay fat friend, which I'm glad that happened because
I actually like it better.
sounds better. It flows off the tongue. And
Yeah.
then I go by GFF sometimes on things where I'm worried about like words getting flagged, because that's the thing too. I get so mad. I actually have like talked to people at Instagram about this and stuff. I'm like, I'm very proud to be gay. I'm very proud to be fat. They're my words and they don't offend me. Take them off your bully register and like figure out a better way to handle these words. Because one time, I have a podcast too. It's called Gay Fat Friend and Friends. Somebody was like, "What's your podcast?" And I was like, "It's Gay Fat Friend and Friends." And that comment, literally all I said is, "It's Gay Fat Friend and Friends." That comment got flagged for bullying and taken down by
What?
the AI. And that's I've had a
Ugh.
handful of things be suppressed because I said gay and fat too much.
Like, I understand the need or the want
Sure,
for a
why we have
platform
it.
like that to do it, but like, good Lord.
Yeah.
Can, like, I've been flagged on TikTok for saying gay bar. I've said gay bar
Wow.
and like, I think the comment was like, "This looks like a gay bar." And it was like, "Community guideline violation."
Yeah.
Like, get off.
Well, and I'm a firm believer of protecting people that are getting bullied. So
Oh,
go ahead and flag it, pause it, put it on mute until I appeal it. And then once I appeal it, have a human being look at it and realize, oh, this isn't bullying, and reinstate it. But I've appealed things. Like I appealed that comment and they're like, nope, it's bullying. I'm like,
but
it's
it's
my name.
me.
Right. This is the issue with AI because
No, it is a huge
there's no
issue.
human behind it to understand what context and nuance is
Right.
behind it. And then we're all
Yeah.
just going to keep getting
And I
flagged.
get why there's so much AI because there's so much content coming out. But when it, like he like you're saying, like if it gets to the point where literally my handle's this, I've told you I'm cool, like leave me
Yeah.
alone. Put me on a list and say, oh, he's cool to say that. Let's relax.
Yeah. It's
Put
not
that in the
bullying.
algorithm. Like, do it.
Well, and also I'm a firm believer that like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook should have a customer service center phone number. Like once money is involved, I know that they are paying us, but also a bunch of people are paying TikTok or a bunch of people are paying Instagram and stuff to be verified now. It's like once money's involved, you need to have a customer service department. I'm sorry, we should be able to
Absolutely.
call and talk.
Yes. Sure. Kiki, kaka.
Todd, I want to talk to you about fashion police.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is like gay iconography. I would watch this as like a drug, but also when you were writing for them, that was a very specific time for me. I was like in chemo, in radiation, doing all the shit in the hopsicle, as we used to call it.
Yeah.
And like Joan Rivers and Fashion Police was like a thing that I would like go to so I could turn my brain off and forget what was happening to me.
Yeah.
So I want you to like, if you want to, if you're comfortable doing so, share some like behind the scenes situations with Fashion Police that like are very specific to you.
Well, first of all, the experience, it's weird. Like you want a job, you want to get a job, you want to get like status. So you work really hard to get that job. And then once you get that job, you're like, oh, I can't pay my bills with my dreams coming true. Like I still have to do the work, you know? So like you do all the work to interview and get the job and like get in. And then once you're in, you're like, oh shit, now I gotta follow through and keep doing it. Like I feel like a lot of people leave
Got
that
you.
off, like a lot of people leave that off their plate when they're getting a job or chasing their dreams. They're like, yes, I finally booked that audition. And then they're like, oh shit, now I have to do a nude scene in front of 50 crew guys. It's just like, oh shit, now I gotta do the job. But yeah, so it was a very magical time in my life. It kind of all feels like a dream sometimes. But the best thing was that like we did this is 2013 and 14, 2012, 2013. I don't know. I worked there for
Yeah,
2 years.
12 and 13.
And we did all it was all work from home except for the day we went to Melissa Rivers' house in the Palisades and sat around her dinner table with Joan Rivers and pitched all of our jokes. So like we would get all of the dresses or all the red carpet looks on Friday. We would write all weekend and Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesday we would go to Melissa's house in the Palisades and pitch all the jokes that we wrote. And Joan loved quantity, so like she wanted 10 jokes per dress, and usually there was like 20 dresses per episode.
Oh
So
my
it was a
God.
ton of writing.
Yeah.
We didn't have to submit jokes, but like, I don't know, the more you submit, the more chances you had of your jokes making it on TV, you know?
Are there any like real stinkers that you gave to her that you remember, or any
It's like,
like
what's wrong with you? I'm
or
not
like
doing that.
any really good ones?
So I did have like one of the most controversial good jokes that she refused to do. So like her head writer's Tony Tripoli, and he's a great stand-up comedian. And he still works. But Tony was the head writer. And one night, so when award shows happened, we had to write those shows live. So we would go to the offices at E on
Oof.
Wilshire, and we would watch, the Oscars at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday in LA. And then we would write overnight. We would pull an all-nighter and write until 10 a.m. in the next morning when they started filming.
Wow.
And so
Sounds bonding,
I
you know? Sounds
it
like
was fun. I
finals.
mean,
It's trauma bonding.
Yeah.
they would order us a ton of takeout and champagne and coffee, and yeah, we would stay till the sun
Uppers.
came up. It was fun. But I forget who it was. I think it was Penelope Cruz. No, it was Jessica Chastain. Jessica Chastain wore a red tube dress. It was literally just a red tube dress. It had a little not even a peplum, almost like a shirt collar at the top. And it was literally just a red tube. So I 5 a.m. a little bit drunk, tired off my ass.
Sure.
One of the jokes I pitched was that she looked like a dog penis. Literally the joke, I was like, she looks like a dog dick, I think is what I said. Or she looks like a
What?
dog. I think that's what I said. And Tony and like everybody else in the room just like lost it. And I think we were
You
all like
lost it.
loopy. I think we were loopy, but Tony lost it, was like, yes. And then Joan was like, I am not saying dog penis on TV. And so Tony and Joan like got into it over this joke, which wasn't even, that's not even a joke. I was just
Made
like
mom and dad
saying,
fight. Oh my
yeah.
God. Yeah.
And but yeah, ultimately Joan won everything. So she put her foot down. She's like, I'm not saying dog dick on TV. So yeah, that was a
I
fun
love that she drew
experience.
the line there.
Yeah, like
She's like, I'll say
that's where she
whatever, but
drew.
not dog
That's
dick.
right. Well, but it was in a very specific time. It's like in a time capsule, you know? And I
Yeah.
think
And
it's like,
person, like only Joan could say that stuff.
right.
Oh,
Well,
yeah.
and also like
And she's earned it, honestly.
looking back at stuff like Project Runway, or not
Yeah.
Project Runway, well,
Oh,
maybe Project
actually,
Runway,
yes.
but I was thinking America's Next Top Model, and we're
Oh.
now in the 2024 lens looking back at Tyra Banks and how absolutely ratchet she was on that show to those people
Oh.
and the horrible things that they
Oh.
were made to do. And back then we were like, this is so
Or like
entertaining.
the Tyra Banks show where she was like, I was fat for one day. I get it. Like, no,
Oh, where
please.
she wore
That always
the
made me like literally die because she has obviously no idea. She wore it one day and not everyone wanted a like an instantly banger. Like
Right.
that was her gripe. You know what
Like
I mean? Like
how sad for you.
LOL. That's so
Yeah.
hard.
That was like the dawn of clickbait almost, where she was like,
She kind of was the dawn of clickbait.
We're all rooting
yeah.
for you. Oh,
Yeah, her and Andy
exactly.
Cohen were kind of like
Andy
the
Cohen,
dawn of
obviously.
clickbait and the dawn of like the soundbite. Todd,
It,
not
I
to
mean, it
call
was
you
the dawn
old.
of social media.
Not
It
to
was
call
the
you old,
dawn
but you're
of.
older than us. And
Wow,
so
you really just came. Wow, came for that.
okay.
Well, I'm 10,
But like, do you,
so
but
that's a big.
yeah, I'm
So
still a baby.
do you remember like the dawn of that, and what is your take on that?
Well, yeah, that was like I said, it was the dawn of social media. It was the dawn of smartphones and the internet, and like
Yeah.
it had never been done before. And that's a blank check with anything that's never been done before. You can write it for so long, and then it finally gets flagged and taken down, and realized like, oh, maybe we shouldn't have let that happen.
That's what she
Maybe we
said.
should
Yeah,
be better
totally.
people. Yeah, it's
Totally.
like a paparazzi. Like we don't really have paparazzi like we used to.
No, and they were
No.
vicious.
Yeah, they were
Vicious.
vicious. I
Evil.
mean, the
Even
way
like looking
they
back.
treated Britney and Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton and
Oh
stuff,
my God, all of
that could
them.
never happen again.
When all these documentaries and like even I'm watching the last episode of The Crown or the last season of The Crown, and obviously that is very paparazzi fueled because of what happened to Princess Diana.
Which is so
But like
sick.
watching
Oof.
that, or
Yeah.
like documentaries about Britney, or Paris Hilton's documentary that just came out not too long ago,
Yeah.
or I don't actually remember how long ago it was. I just saw it, so to
Yeah.
me it's new.
It was 2 years old, but you were talking
Sure,
like it came out last
I'm
week,
late to
but
the party a
it's
little bit.
fine. It's here.
But like seeing the aggressiveness of the paparazzi, like that just doesn't exist.
It's like rabid.
Yeah.
Instead, you just have like smartphones and like the people have become the paparazzi.
And they would yell really horrific things, especially to women. Like, why are you such a whore? Like crazy shit. Or like for mental illness stuff, people would literally say like, what's it like to be out for the last day or so? It's like, dude, chill. Yeah.
Just to get a reaction out of them so they can photograph it or video it.
Yeah.
Because well, that's again, worth like the content.
Dawn of clickbait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of went from very analog to digital.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lifespan of everything too. Just the way like none of us use Facebook anymore, really. You know,
no.
And Facebook was huge for a while. And I think Instagram is dying. TikTok is probably gonna die. Like Twitter is definitely dead. Like it's all everything blows up for a little while and then people kind of realize, oh, this isn't good and move on really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like going back into like old tweets from like 2008, 2009. Jesus.
None of mine are like cancelable, but I have read and been like, this is world class cringe, like world class. Yeah.
We were.
Oh, I definitely don't think, like, I'm 43. I don't think I could be a 23 year old right now. I don't think I could have like grown up with social media. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would have survived it. I don't think I would have survived it. It just seems it was hard enough as a 25 and 30 year old person. You know,
right. When things were still kind of analog.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But I'm here for it. If Gen Alpha wants to be like, we're not doing social media at all, we're going to like send carrier pigeons
to each
other.
Let's go back to the stone age. Let's do smoke signals. Give me them pidgeys. Please. Let's go. Yeah.
There was a couple of years ago, there was a fad of Gen Z was all getting flip phones because they didn't want smartphones anymore. And it was like cool to have a flip phone.
Old school flip
and phone. I was like, it's coming back. They're going to do it. And then it kind of died off. But
oh, no.
I believe in them, though. I feel like Alpha, Gen Z, they're so hyper aware because they've been raised in a situation where it's so bombarding them all day, even at school, even at whatever. And like we got to go through most of childhood without dealing with all of this. And I just can't imagine what it's like for them. I can totally understand why they don't want to deal with it. It's very destructive, but also a great place to get your voice out and everything like that. So it's like, you know, what is it? What do we do?
What is it?
How do we heal the world?
The thing too about AI, like I keep seeing things about AI. They're like, oh, it's going to be like Terminator and they're going to create a computer and a robot that's going to launch a bomb and kill humanity. And I'm like, I don't care about that. Like, I don't think anybody really cares if Terminator happens. I think people are more worried about losing their jobs. Like, I don't, you know, AI has killed so many graphic design jobs, so many animator jobs, so many writing jobs. Like as a writer, I'm worried about AI. I'm not worried about AI forming a robot army that's going to kill us. I'm worried about AI taking our jobs.
That's true.
Yeah.
Took our jobs. Yeah, for real. Like that's what we're scared of. Honestly, that's like the micro of it all. It's like, we don't have really time to worry about. Like, I know you guys are bored, but like we have no time to worry about Terminators coming at us. Like, I'm worried about like, how am I going to get paid? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
How do I eat? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's the problem. Yeah.
Honestly, if they do create the Terminator and it like ends society, thank you. Like, we can be done. We're done here.
We are headed down a trajectory.
There's no more rat race.
I don't have to pay $12 for almond milk anymore.
Exactly.
Amazing.
There's no taxes after the apocalypse.
Like, right. We don't have to worry about taxes anymore. What cracks me up, though, is the people who are trying to survive an apocalypse who are like stocking up for it. Like, no, take me out.
Yeah, no, I'm running towards the bomb.
Yeah. Let's go together.
See, I'm going to survive. I'm one of those like prepper bitches.
We can all frolic and skip towards the blast zone and just be like, take me out.
I'm here. You just put bullseyes on your face.
Off in, like, the bomb's going to go off in like Chicago and we're like, oh, we're too far away.
Suck.
Who wants to take a trip to Chicago?
Yeah.
Radiation fallout anyone?
But I always laugh about how New York is always the bitch getting attacked in every movie, or DC, which makes more sense to be real. Like the problem isn't in New York. It's in DC. Not to put a target anywhere.
Don't come for us.
Leave us alone. Yeah. We're suffering enough. Because we have the highest rent in the country now. Anyway, love that lighthearted
Yeah, speaking of the apocalypse. Todd, you're a big drag fan.
Oh my God, we have to talk about this.
I have to tell you that, like, I did not put a whole lot of drag on my notes because I don't pay attention to drag at all.
I do.
This is Sarah's wheelhouse. I've seen half an episode, half a season of RuPaul. I think it was season 10, and it was when Eureka was on.
Rico O'Hara.
I think the first time, maybe. Mm-hmm. And thought she was brilliant and then got eliminated. And I was like, this is the dumbest shit ever.
She came back with a vengeance.
Sure.
So don't worry.
I heard about that later. But I just remember thinking, like, I don't want to, like, this is not a meritocracy. They're actually not rewarding the people who are the best here.
Vangie.
And so I'm kind of turning this over to the two of you to talk
Please,
about.
Please, we have to talk about this.
Because I am not versed in the RuPaul's Drag Race of
all. Not versed. So question. Yeah, well, I want to talk about this because it's like people like are like my moon and my rising and my I'm like, cool. What are your top three favorite drag queens? That's what I want to talk about that have been Rue girls. I know there's so many great drag queens that haven't been on the show yet. And it's an atrocity. But do you have like a top three? Not to hierarch them, but it's, you know, it's fun. Live a little.
I don't know. It's weird because so, you know, I worked on the show.
No.
Oh, so
see? Here's the thing. I did know that, and then I gaslit myself into thinking I was confusing
him. Please don't look at me like I didn't do this.
Fashion police, because I thought...
I would have died.
I swear to God, I was like, I know Todd has written for RuPaul, and then I could not find it anywhere.
Oh.
And so I was like, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I made that up in my head, but I knew it.
Okay, see, believe in yourself. That's rich behavior. Believe. Don't gaslight. Or gatekeep, or girl boss, you know?
Anyway, okay, yes. So Todd has worked on RuPaul's
When did you work on the show, if you can say? I don't know if you allowed, but...
I wrote the challenges for season 7.
Oh, what a season!
So, on a team, there were 4 of us. But I was a challenge producer on season 7. So, but also, like, I was already friends with a ton of drag queens before I worked on it, and then after working on it, became friends with a ton of them, so...
7 was the one that got cut because of the writers, right? Writer strike? Was that season or was that? Oh, good.
It wasn't us. There was a 1-day temporary crew strike where like the electricians and sound guys and stuff went on strike for 1 day. Like we shut down 1 day of production.
Wow.
But then they got their contract and everything was good.
Not relatable content with last year.
Right.
Fuck.
So just for my season, Trixie and Katya, I think, are like the longest lasting, biggest from the show.
That's my number one is Katya Zamolochikova, or as your dad calls me, Katya. Like, I love her. Yeah.
I would say but I'm friends with Trixie. So, but I would say Trixie and Katya are my top two probably just because.
Yeah, Trixie.
Friends and my season, and like I watch their podcast and stuff, so I quote them the most.
Oh yeah, and Bald and Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're like the most internet queens from the show. Like, maybe Bob and Monet are also really big.
Bob,
really great. I do like Bob.
Bob the drag queen can get it.
Well, I think too. One thing we've learned from the show is that like sometimes winning the show doesn't mean anything for longevity, and it doesn't mean anything for the rest of your career. So. Just being on the show and being a fan favorite and then going on, the real win is all the work they book afterwards.
Correct.
And who sticks around.
So. Correct. Were you prepared? Did you hire a publicist right after? Yeah.
Did you do the right things?
Did you go in debt to get your drags? Yes. Yeah. You got it.
Great.
You did the right thing.
Did you work with the right queens and not, are you not dramatic and... I do show up on time and stuff like that.
Right, and make friends, not enemies.
Yeah, don't be toxic.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people don't have the work ethic for being a Drag Race girl and then after Drag Race. Because it's like I said earlier, you work so hard to get a job and then you have to do that job. Some people don't realize like, oh shit, drag, it really is the Olympics of drag. It's the hardest 6 weeks of your entire life. And then afterwards it's like, oh, you're going to have to put makeup on your face every day for the next
keep doing this like off to the races
and get better elevate. I think the ones we're talking about that are really reverential and honestly cerebral, I feel like I've seen them like morph and become even more who they are as we've gone on, and those are the successful ones. Those are the ones who are staying present and working on themselves and always like making elevated decisions. It's actually quite impressive to watch, especially at Trixie and Katya is like incredible. Talk about them all day, but let's talk about you. So that's great. Is the workroom as chilly as they say? Is it ice cold work?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the main stage is one studio, and then the workroom is another studio. So, yeah, both of them are icy cold.
Do you mean icy cold, like burr, or
Yes.
do you mean like
Yes.
everyone's a
Because I think
bitch?
it's homophobic to have a hot
No.
drag queen melt in front of you. I think that's very
No.
rude. It
Yeah,
should be cold.
RuPaul is a big proponent of air conditioning, so everything
Yeah,
has to
so am
be.
I.
She's the anti-Madonna, so.
Yes.
Oh my
Madonna likes
God.
to sweat it out. Onam Shabbat, Aman Shabbat,
I
whatever is going on.
can't relate to that. I don't
Yeah, I
ever want to
can't.
sweat it out, and I'm constantly
I'm
sweating it out.
angry when I'm sweating.
I'm sweating right
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty pissed at you. No, I'm just
Same.
kidding.
I'm wet.
Same.
And I mean sweaty
I
wet.
know. I don't. Well, wow.
So
Great.
Todd, what is coming up next for you?
Yeah,
What are you
tell
working on?
us.
What's happening next? What's going on?
Well, pretty much the only thing I do actively is my podcast that I started in January with my husband,
Okay.
called Gay Fat Friend and Friends. And it's fun. It's a work in progress. We're finally hitting our stride. We're like, what is it, 17 weeks in? But yeah, we finally hit like a good stride, and it's fun. And we just talk about
Incredible
nothing.
content.
We talk about grocery stores and restaurants and
I
just
love that.
living life.
What do you think about the Irwan thing? Isn't that not insane? Irwan?
So I think
Talk.
it's so funny because I live, so the main Erewhon is by the Grove in LA on
Not a
Beverly.
sponsor, but could you
We
have?
lived across the street from that Erewhon for 10 years. And so, especially during the pandemic, it was great for like, okay, we're making a
$80
dish and
Parkletics, yeah.
we need one tomato. Let's run to Erewhon. Like Erewhon was literally like oh shit, we forgot this thing at the regular grocery store. Let's
Right.
just run across the street to Erewhon and grab this one thing. And it was always known to be pricey. Like a box of strawberries was like $8. And you're like, okay. Somehow I like the rich kids, I don't know. Somehow it fell into the wrong hands. And
Truly.
Erewhon led with it. So they just doubled all their prices, changed all their packaging, and now it's like a tourist destination. It literally used to just be an expensive grocery store. And
Damn.
then their smoothie bar blew up. Which they've always had that smoothie bar. That smoothie bar's been there for 20 years.
Oh, wow.
But somehow the smoothie bar blew up and now they have $20 smoothies and the, $50 box of like fried rice and
It's
deep fried
wild.
cauliflower. Yeah.
That's
No, it's
crazy.
wild. And I got angry because I got to LA about, I used, well, before the pandemic, like 5 or 6 times a year. Now it's a little, it's less. But I would go out there recently, like a couple years ago, and I'd never heard of it. And someone was like, yeah, let's just meet up at Irwan and really have a chat. I'm like, I Googled it. I was like, that's a grocery store. Why are we doing
Did they have
this?
like a cafe or something?
Yeah, but it was just
Yeah,
like,
well, they have a hot bar, like a deli. It's just a deli.
it's
And
really
you
just
just,
okay. Not,
yeah. You get a
yeah.
scoop of macaroni salad by the pound. And then there's
Yeah.
picnic tables. It's surrounded by picnic tables. At least the one on Beverly by where I lived is
I
surrounded
got
by
like a
picnic
veggie
tables. So,
sushi roll and I was like, is this $19, bro?
yeah.
What
It's,
the?
they have a really good sushi section,
I
but yeah,
know
it's
they actually
expensive.
do.
It's really expensive. But
Yeah.
it's funny because, like, especially back in the day, like 10 years ago, if you wanted to see anybody from Dancing with the Stars or like American Idol or any of your favorite primetime reality shows featuring quote unquote celebrities, everybody always would like go on a hike at Runyon and then go grab a bowl, a sushi roll at Erewhon and sit outside.
Yeah.
You probably still could. If you want to see an influencer, just go to Erewhon for an hour. They're probably sitting outside drinking a
Dying
$30
to see
smoothie.
me
Influencers
too. I cannot
all
wait. I need to see
the
more,
time.
especially in New York where they stop traffic and they run around like they're lost and their boyfriend's filming them. Like, I got it. And then like you're gonna die
I
because New
mean,
Yorkers don't care about you.
truthfully, Todd, you
You are,
are my favorite
yeah, for sure.
influencer. Aw, thanks.
You're the one. You're it. You're Neo.
Dreams
Work.
come true. Dreams come true.
Dreams
Yeah,
do come
yeah, yeah.
true.
And I'm into it. I would gladly be one. I just also don't want to stop traffic and
Yeah.
make everyone's life, you know.
I mean, and listen, that influencer moment that you had with Hellman's mayonnaise
What?
is I think is still one of the greatest things that has ever happened on the internet.
We need to share that on the pod.
We
Like, we need
will.
to screenshot, show
We
everything. Share,
will.
share, share.
Yeah.
Mayo.
Well, it's nobody pays me ever. They just send me their free stuff. But I do have a very close relationship with Hellman's, but it's all
I love
just love.
almonds.
It's all
I
just
love that.
love. They make a vegan one. There it is. There's a word. There's a
You
word.
should.
Yeah, it's good. It's
Did you know
actually
that
free.
Sarah's a
Did
vegan?
you know that I am a vegan? That's like my crutch. I'm like, but I'm also vegan. I'm also vegan. 12 years. I'm dead. Anyway, so like, yeah, I love Hellmann's. And the vegan version actually does not suck, because at the beginning when I was like really starting out, that the certain vegan mayos were tasted like gutter garbage, oily snot.
Well, good for Hellmann's.
Good. Love you, Hellmann's. Love you, baby girl.
Not sponsored.
Okay, sorry. Now, let's get to the meat.
All right, Todd, we're going to play a game with you, and I'm very excited about this because I was really bad at this when I put this together in having played it myself.
Sure.
So
that's, you just sold it. That makes me really excited.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is the worst.
I'm really good at selling this.
Sure, it sucks. Get ready.
Yeah.
You'll hate it, every minute of it.
Anyway, we're going to play a game, and it's called Joan or Drag. And we are going to read a quote to you, and you have to tell us whether you think it is Joan Rivers or a drag queen.
Okay.
And you get bonus points if you know which drag queen said it.
And we're not saying Joan isn't a drag queen, but it's like Joan or a drag queen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, she's like two notches down.
Yeah, she's a two adjacent. Okay.
All right.
Joan was a drag queen.
But. Yeah, I agree. Pretty much. Entirely. Pretty much. Yeah.
Editors, keep score on the screen.
Yeah, keep
They're
it
gonna
up.
They're going to love us for this one. All right, Todd.
I quit all of them.
Starting off strong with, if you've got a check, I've got a talent.
That's a drag queen. Isn't that RuPaul?
Nope. But you are right. It is a drag queen, but it is Willem Belli.
Willem.
Oh, Willem.
I love Willem.
Love,
what a chaotic.
Love.
What a chaos. I love Willem so much. Ugh. Great.
Yeah.
My turn. It's been so long since I made love. I can't even remember who gets tied up.
Joan Rivers.
Correct.
Ding, 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 ding.
There's Joni, baby. But no penises of my dogs. We can't say any
no
of that.
No dog penises. I knew I was an unwanted baby when I saw my bath toys were a toaster and a radio.
That sounds like Joan.
Ding, 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 ding. That was Joan.
I think you knew Joan. Yeah. This is good. Okay, how about this one? It is so far-fetched to think that you are so special that you'd be butchered by a serial killer.
I don't know. Probably a drag queen.
Correct.
Correct. Ding,
Think
ding,
about
ding,
the quote,
ding, ding,
though.
Ding.
Who would say such an wild
thing? Such an unhinged,
thing?
Wild.
I don't know.
You're not special. A serial killer won't kill you. It was Katya Zamolodchikova.
Oh, there you go.
Right? It fits. It's probably my favorite quote on this entire thing. I'm not going to lie.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
When the going gets tough, the tough reinvent.
Ooh. I don't know. See, that feels like a RuPaul. I don't know. Is it a drag queen?
Ding, ding, ding. It was RuPaul.
I was going to say.
I was like, forgetting RuPaul, right?
Pee Wee Herman. Rah!
See, this is hard. They all sound like they could be either or.
Yeah. Some of these I actually know, too. And some I don't. Okay. I see the people who tease me on Facebook, and they look like hell.
Is that Joan?
No. It's a drag queen. It's the biggest.
Bianca Del Rio.
Yeah, it's the biggest drag you to filth. You're done.
See, that's like a trick question because Bianca is Joan Riversy.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bianca literally, I think when Joan Rivers elevated to the celestial plane, Bianca was like, they merged. Souls merged.
Okay. I don't exercise. If God had wanted me to bend over, he would have put diamonds on the floor.
Joan?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And I remember Megan Fox used that quote on her thing, and everyone's like, what? You do exercise. I was like, she's being reverent to Joan Rivers.
Yes.
Calm. Copy-paste.
Our Lord, Lady Joan Rivers.
Yeah, in the year of our Lord, Joan Rivers, 2024, she was.
Okay.
I think that's all.
Last one.
Oh, yeah.
Life is a movie and you're the star. Give it a happy ending.
Oh, my God. That can't be Joan Rivers. There's no way. That's too positive. Is it Joan?
I think when she said happy ending, she meant a different one.
A different, right. She meant a hand job.
Wow, I think you did pretty good.
You did pretty good. We'll have to check and see what our editors track as points.
Wow, our brains.
Because I didn't track points. I'm glazed over.
You got 8,000 points. Good job.
God, I never win anything.
Oh my God, you won. We'll have to pick up a prize and send it to you.
Yeah, a jar of Hellmann's mayo. Vegan.
I think, Todd, I think you're pretty set on the jars of mayo, aren't you?
I have so much mayonnaise in my house. So much mayonnaise.
Jealous.
I should have showed you the mayonnaise thing
Oh, yeah,
before we
I'm mad you
started
didn't.
here.
And I'm mad that you didn't tell me that he definitely worked for RuPaul. I'm mad you didn't trust yourself
Listen,
enough.
I did not trust myself. I knew it deep down, and it just was not on the internet that I could find. And so I gaslit myself into believing that I made that up
You
in my
gatekeep
head.
girl bossed yourself. Yeah.
I did. I did.
Bitch. Well,
Anyway,
wow. This
Todd, this
was
has been such a joy to
immaculate.
have you here. I'm such a fan. I'm
Big fan.
so thankful that you said yes to this
Oh my
because I
God, my
know you
pleasure.
have
Thanks
better
for
things
having
to
me.
do.
The check's in the mail. I promise you'll get it soon. Sorry about that.
Wait, you didn't even ask for my address.
We're about,
We'll
yeah,
get it.
good. I
We'll
mean,
get it.
yeah, we'll get you.
We'll get it. Todd, tell everyone where we can find you.
Yes.
So Instagram and TikTok and Threads. I've really been enjoying Threads lately
I
because
do. I love it.
I gave up on Twitter forever ago. So
Yeah. Ew.
Instagram, TikTok, and Threads at Gay Fat Friend. And then my podcast is on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify, and it's Gay Fat Friend, all one word. Gay Fat Friend, all one word. And Friends, the podcast.
I love
Cool, I
that. Are
love
we your friends
everything.
now, Todd?
Oh my God, for sure, for life.
For
Okay, I knew
life,
it.
we love.
Blood sisters. Love it so
Yeah,
much.
love it so much. Well,
Love it
thank
so
you so
much.
much for being here again. So appreciate it. You're the best.
Yeah.
Everybody,
Thanks for
follow
having me.
Todd.
Follow.
We love. And this has been another episode of I Want to Be a Rich Bitch.
Bitch.
Follow us as well at Rich Bitch Pod on all platforms and check us out every Monday for new episodes.
Put the money on the table.
Pay me.
That's a cut, God.
I wanna be a rich bitch. Penthouse door man. Money, 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 rich bitch.
Hey,
give me that bag. Rich bitch.
Yes. You're so rich.
Pay me.